And just quickly, just to end that argument there, or not argument, discussion, sorry, Alex Carey, you know, he averages 29 in first-class cricket.
That's not great in first-class cricket here in Australia.
That's poor.
Yeah. But they've identified him as the man to take over from Tim Wade.
No doubt. Brad Davidson loves his cricket. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, guys.
Who's your in your top six, mate? You're taking Carey over Wade or Wade over Carey?
When everyone started throwing Wade around, I must admit, I thought, well, I know he's put the runs on the board back in Sheffield Shield, but I thought we've seen enough of him personally. I'd like to see someone else be given a chance, maybe Carey, like you said. But, I think Patterson coming in has been a huge plus, hasn't it? You know, in that top six, we've definitely found one there. And looking forward to getting Smith back as well. But, a few decisions to be made there. But hopefully we're starting to get a bit of consistency there in that top six.
We've got enough decisions trying to find a winner at the moment, so we'll concentrate on that. But just a little bit of news, mate. For the staff of Darren Weir, they've had a really good result here. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, there's a lot of concerns, wasn't there, around what the future of the staff would be there after what, you know, Darren Weir been handed today, 4-year qualification. But Kieran Maher and David Eustace to take over the stables there with immediate effect, which is good news because we all, you know, want those staff that have, the ones that have, well, hopefully it's everyone that's done the right thing and everything like that, then they can continue on and have their jobs and continue to look after the horses in good care. So, Kieran Maher and David Eustace take over those stables.
Good meeting at Caulfield tomorrow.
Yeah, it is. First Group 1 of the year, the CF4 Stakes. Boasts a pretty good field there. Ray Smash, Red Kirk Warrior, Kementari, D'Argento, Land of Plenty, Best of Days. Just a few of the horses going around there. 50 Stars, Shillelagh, Whispering Brook as well. So really looking forward to the CF4. And also the Blue Diamond picture, sure to become a bit clearer there. The Philly edition, really interesting. Theory, Brooklyn Hustle, Catch Me, they all contest that there. And I think whoever wins that will be Blue Diamond favourite, you'd have to imagine, considering that the fillies seem to have the edge over the boys at this stage.
Mm, you have a preference there?
I haven't really spent any time on it, to be honest, but I've always... I know the Godolphin Stable are very bullish about Theory returning in good fashion. Her trial was super, so, you know, and she beat a session pretty comfortably on debut. So we'll see how she lines up there, but she might be one to definitely keep an eye on there in the Phillies prelude.
How's Jeff Penzer going, mate?
Yeah, I saw that Andrew Bensley put out a tweet yesterday saying some encouraging news there. He hasn't ridden late October after breaking his leg in a fall, but Jeff told Andrew Bensley yesterday he's now getting around unaided and he hopes you back riding in 2 to 3 months. So some good news there. I know a lot of punters follow Jeff and hopefully back in the saddle not too far.
They love following Jeff Penzer at the Provincial. There's no doubt about that too. Warwick Farm, we've got to remember this $2 million English Millennium. I think there's two runners in it too that stand if they can win tomorrow plus win another one, they can get a $3 million bonus. It's big bucks.
Yeah, exactly right. I believe that's a session in España. So looking forward to seeing whether they can continue it. I'm hoping they can't because one of my better bets comes up against them. But, a great race, the Millennium. Really good first edition for the $2 million. And not just that, but it's a really good support card as well. The Eskimo Prince, the three-year-old sprint, a host of other races on the card. Plenty of depth there as well. And, of course, on Sunday, the Dubbo Peter, that country championships gets underway. So that's the first heat. So looking forward to that as we build up towards the final. I'm sure there'll be plenty of big stories out of that this year as well.
Well, you've made a lot of people happy over the last couple of weeks, Brad. Can you make them happier tomorrow?
Well, we'll try our best. We're probably due for a couple of losses after a nice week, but we'll hopefully we can keep the run going. Best bet for me, race 5, number 8, Fiesta. I think she's well placed there. I love her two trials coming into this. She probably should be unbeaten fresh. Her only first up defeat was in the Gym Crack, which she had no luck on debut. So I know 1100 is probably 100 metres short of her best, but there's good speed in that race. So I think she parks midfield, and I think with even luck, she'll go very close to winning. The next best in the Millennium for me, race 7, number 2, Dawn Passage. I just think the times and the figures he ran first up, outstanding. He looks like a real 1200 metre horse. And I like a session, but he hasn't been running the time and he hasn't been beating much. So I just think he's got a bit more upside this Dawn Passage. And the best value for me, race 2, number 10, Alternative Facts. I concede, like everyone, that Noble Boy is going to be extremely hard to beat, a very promising horse. But I just want to have something on this mare each way at the $23. Her run last start was outstanding. She had to give him about five length head start at the start due to the gate. She draws the gate to sit much closer there tomorrow. She caught the quickest last 200 metre split of the entire day last time out, and that's really good for a highway horse. So I think she's flying under the radar here. And race 6, number 1, Egg Tart, the other roughie for me there tomorrow. Now, this is a horse that's much maligned. A lot of punters have said no more for Egg Tart, but her fresh runs are outstanding, especially her last two first up. She's had no luck whatsoever. I think she should have won them both. And that was against horses like Coming Through and all you know, like against the really good, some really good male horses. So takes on her own sex there tomorrow, has the big weight, but she's actually not bad off at the weights compared to some of her rivals. And I just thought, at the $13, she was definitely worth something each way as well.
Brad, keep the good form going. Best bets, race 5, number 8, Fiesta. Race 7, number 2, Dawn Passage. And then best value, race 2, number 10, Alternative Facts each way. And race 6, number 1, Egg Tart. Goes well fresh at $13.